Okay, just to start here, you know, I just told the team, and we talked about this the entire week. I mean, we didn't walk into this place here today, okay, in front of our fans here to play a good game, to play a competitive game, to do any of those things. Came here to win a football game today, okay? In our league, there's none of those type of things. There's no moral victories. There's none of those things. But I did tell them that I was proud of them. Hey, this group, from what they've been through here the last 2 weeks, came out today, played with a lot of energy, I thought, a lot of passion. Okay, you got to give credit to the team across the field. That's why they're where they are right now. You know, I thought their quarterback down the end there made some big plays. And I thought there were some plays down the end there that we didn't make. Plays throughout the game, okay? We talked about it earlier in the week with Oakland kind of beating Oakland a few times. I think they were minimized, but nonetheless, still there, okay? A lot of things that we corrected over the bye were good for us. And, you know, we're going to continue to get better here. This group is committed to doing a better job out there each and every week. Hey, we're going to continue to work our tails off here, okay, and to get better. So with that, I'll open it up for questions. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we corrected a bunch of things over the bye. I mean, a bunch of things. But, you know, from fundamental things, I thought we tackled better today, okay? Thought we, for the most part, played the run better, particularly with what they were trying to do with us in there, okay? It wasn't any different than what people were trying to do, you know, for a couple of weeks there prior to that. I thought our guys competed to the football. You know, I thought that was really evident, okay, out there today. I thought offensively we ran the ball well during the course of this game, and I thought that, you know, I thought Derek did some really good things, you know, getting through some progressions and getting the ball around to a bunch of receivers. So felt like those were things we did well. You know, third down for us offensively was really good today against a good defense. You know, defensively, we obviously got to get off the field on third down. We made a couple key stops at different times, you know, to get ourselves out there when we needed to. You know, this team coming out at the half leads the league in points scored coming out from the half. And we knew they had the ball in a close game, which is why we took the ball in the beginning of the game to try to start fast. That's something that we practiced this week. We put a huge emphasis on starting fast and the change of our practice schedule. And I thought offensively, obviously, we started fast. Hey, and, you know, we stopped them in the first series of the second half, hey, which was critical at that point. Kept ourselves in a football game and gave ourselves a chance to win a game at the end and didn't win the football game at the end.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he really, I thought, played well today. And, you know, I mean, the kid's a competitive kid and, you know, he's just getting better and better and better. You know, on that first play, you know, the first touchdown play, it came with a pressure. We expected the pressure. The guys handled it pretty good up front. But Derek getting through the progression and getting the ball to the right guy, you know, that's progress. And he's continuously made progress, you know, in several football games here, okay? I'm just talking about one game right now. Hey, but he's gotten better and better each week, and you could see it today with what he did. You know, a couple times in his movements, you know, finding the right people on the move, finding some people on the sideline, those type of things there. So I thought he did a good job with that. You know, the play at the end of the ball game, which I know everybody wants to ask. Hey, you know, it's second and very short. Okay, we felt like we would make the first down, and we took a shot, you know, and that kid made a great play.
In the final sequence, we were moving along.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, there's always thought of that. You're in a 2-minute drill, okay, and you know, it's something that we've done a really good job of this year, being in 2-minute. We're one of the tops in the league in 2-minute right now. Hey, unfortunately, I've had to use it too much. Hey, but, you know, it was a scenario where the coverage dictated where the ball was going to go, okay, and we took the shot. It can make a heck of a play, as you could see. I mean, we're talking about an inch one way or an inch the other way, and that's the nature of our game. So, you know, you lose one score games, and those are the ones that hurt. And they should hurt for a little while. So, but we'll get it behind us so tomorrow, and we'll get on, and we'll get ready to play Arizona.
Hey, Coach, in the second half, they were lining up for that 54-yard field.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to burn a timeout at that point. Okay, you know, it was in between punt team and in between field goal, and we had to burn a timeout. We just, you know, we wanted to get it right, and we had too many people on the field at one point. So, you know, we need to take the timeout, get the people off the field, okay, and line up, you know, the proper way. But, you know, as I said to the team earlier in the week, and we did talk about this, timeouts are gold. Hey, and, you know, at the end of the ball game here, you know, when you're stuck with one, you know, going down there towards the end, you really need to hold it as long as you can hold it, you know, for the possible field goal. If you had a chance to kick the field goal, then, you know, that was a scenario where we burnt one that unfortunately didn't need to burn it, but, you know, or shouldn't have burnt it, but we needed to at the time.
They had the ball for, I think, almost 38 minutes.
Yeah.
At the end of the game, you had to defend the run better than 30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, I don't know what the play counts were, but, you know, one thing is we scored on a couple of quick possessions. You know, we scored on a couple, obviously third play of the game, boom, we score. And then we scored another one on a quick possession. So, you know, I think that got our defense back out there a couple times. You know, and of course, you know, they made some plays on third down. You got to give those guys credit. That's what they do. They're one of the best in the league in third down, and we knew that coming in. Again, I thought our kids made some key stops, but we just didn't make enough of them. But we'll continue to get better in those areas. Yeah, did they wear us down a little bit? I'm not sure about that, but they were obviously able to run the ball at the end a little bit. Yeah, I was happy to see both runners. You know, I've been asked the question about Maurice a bunch, okay, and obviously Maurice came out there today and gave us a little spark too. You know, both guys contributed. You know, I thought the guys up front, you know, in the core there did a nice job, you know, being able to rush the football against this group. But we need to be able to do that. You know, I don't know what our totals were or what our carries were. I know what our totals were, but our average per carry was pretty high today, and Derek needs that. You know, I mean, offensively, we need to be able to do that, put ourselves in a manageables. I think we converted, I don't know, 60% today, hey, somewhere around there on third down. So that's being in manageables. You know, if you can run the ball and get yourself into those situations, you're giving yourself a chance to move, you know, to win the game and to move the ball and to stay out on the field.
Coach, Rivers had a lot of time to throw the ball today. Did you guys think about him blitzing him a little bit more in the second half?
Yeah, we thought about it. Hey, you know, we thought about blitzing him. We thought, you know, we blitzed him a few times early. You know, we got to him a couple different ways. But, you know, with Phillip, I said this earlier in the week, if you don't tackle him, and he's a guy that buys time, he's going to hurt you in those situations. And he hurt us in one or two of those situations today. It might have been three of those situations today where he kind of got outside the pocket, bought some time, and then found somebody in a scramble drill and made a chunk play. You know, so you got to pick your poison a little bit with him, you know, and if you're going to go out there and just pressure him, not different than the third play of the game for us, okay, you could be looking at a different situation. So, you know, we'll go back, we'll evaluate it and take a look at it. But, you know, we felt like in the beginning of the game we were getting to him a little bit, getting around him. He was feeling us, you know, and I think in the second half of the game, obviously, he was able to skate out of there and make a few plays. We knew they were going to pressure us. They did pressure us, okay. We kind of got bottled up in there a little bit, and they ate the back up, you know, on the screen. I think, you know, I thought it was a really good call at that time. You know, it was a second and five situation. I think we just ran the ball for 5 yards, and it was a second and five. I thought the call was a good call. It was pressure. It was exactly what we thought it was going to be in that scenario, but, you know, we didn't execute the play. They made a play in the situation, so that's – pretty much why, but I thought it was a good call.
This was probably the most entertaining that we've seen the Raiders in some time. When you talk about decision making, when you face the quarterbacks like Phillip Rivers,
yeah,
you got Arizona coming in. Mm-hmm. Do you have to think this week about some decisions you have to make and chances to just know they have 2 minutes they can do? They can do this or that, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, we'll go back. We'll evaluate the entire game, you know, from what just happened. I mean, you know, we have several outstanding quarterbacks coming up, you know, Carson this week coming in and, you know, another good football team coming in. So, but if that's the best team in the league today, okay, according to most of you, So that's one of the best teams in the league out there today. And our kids played really hard, and they'll play really hard again next week. I have all the confidence in the world that they'll play hard. We need to be in these kind of football games and find a way to win one of these kind of games. That's how you turn this thing around. Hey, we have to be in these kind of football games. We have to win one of these type of football games, and that's how you get this thing turned around. We're going to work hard to get this thing turned around that way. I think that we're going to do whatever's best for the Oakland Raiders right now, and Derek, you know, made some plays down the field. We pushed the ball down the field a little bit, which was part of the philosophy over the bye. You know, we needed to figure out how to gain some chunk plays. You know, when I say Oakland beats Oakland, I mean, we have 5 drops in the first half of the game. You know, you look at Derek's numbers, you guys are watching the game. So, you know, we need to make some of those plays for him, you know, and our players know that. So, I mean, they understand that. We'll see it on tape. Hey, but we're going to continue to do those things. Yeah, and his impact in 2 areas. You know, I thought, obviously, you know, on defense, I felt him challenging the football. I felt TJ out there challenging the football and felt him around the ball on defense. And then, of course, in special teams game, you know, we put him back there for kickoffs, which was something that we talked about over the bye. And then he had, you know, I know a punt return in there, okay. But he helped us shorten the field a little bit, and our offense took advantage in some of those situations, you know, off of some of those type of deals, which was really good to see. So a couple phases working together. I thought TJ, you know, for a young guy coming into that situation, you know, really did a nice job. When you really look at it, you look at TJ, you look at Khalil out there flying around today, and Gabe Jackson and Derek and these kids, you know, it's a good place to be right now.
You said it a couple weeks ago, you thought that maybe this team had forgotten how to win the game.
Mm-hmm. I don't think in this game I can honestly say that, and I said that, okay? And I would tell you that that's the truth if I felt like it was the truth. I don't really think that's how it played out here at the end of this thing, but we have to win one of these, okay, like that. You know, we got to get we put ourselves in a position to win a game. You know, really, other than the New England game, we haven't been in position, that kind of position, to win a football game. And we put ourselves in position to win, and every guy on the sideline believed in the 2-minute drill that's what was going to happen when we got out there at the end of the game. So, you know, I just feel like right now what they're starting to figure out is that the amount of work that went into the last week, really, right, and some of the things that we really emphasized showed up in this football game, and that some of them we won in some of those scenarios, right? We just got to continue to win a few more of those, and I think they understand that a little bit better right now. So we'll figure it out, and we'll get ourselves in a situation where we can win one.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.